Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the flagship. That's the original one. It's almost 10 years old. It's where you can go and back and you can find whatever topic's on your mind. You can find an interview that we've done with somebody by looking at the categories of the archives, by looking at the categories of the Brain Trust members. If you find a Brain Trust member in a category, then you're going to find there. You're going to find lots of books on that topic. You're going to find lots of articles on that topic. You're going to find lots and lots of archives, past interviews that we've done on that topic. Lots of good stuff there on the topic they've got on your mind. And don't forget now, we give you fair use, possession of our archives now. We'll allow you to download these things and podcast them. Burn them onto a CD or just stream them by MP3 if you want. We've got all that capability there just for you. Don't forget, while you're there, subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes on Sunday by email. And then, of course, we have our blog, which you can subscribe to as well, or just come and use it. And we update that every weekday. And, of course, AskJim.biz, that's our knowledge base. That's the new project, our new baby that we're really proud of, because this is where, folks, you can literally go to that website, AskJim.biz. You can go to that website and type in your question, and we'll give you answers. We're going to give you lots of answers, maybe more than you want. But it works like a search engine, but it's actually a knowledge base, meaning that we don't go out into the Internet to find information like Google does. We have the information right there. It resides on our servers. And we got more stuff coming every day and lots of new stuff. And when you get an answer, we surround that answer, and we are doing it as much as we can. We're still working on it. It's still a baby website. We got a lot of work we're still working on. But we try to surround that answer with other resources. So you ask it a question, and it just gives you an answer. It'll give you an answer you can link on, and then you can find other things that are associated with that answer. So check it out when you get a chance. And as I say, just like all of our sites, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Gene Siciliano is all over our website. He's a great contributor to all the things that we do. We're so proud of him and for the steadfast support of us and of you. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, and that's what he does. He helps businesses like yours and mine to be more successful, to understand what's going on in the area of our finances. He's our good friend. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, and I'm so glad you're here, especially today, because you want to talk about cash flow, one of the most important things a small business owner could understand. Gene, if somebody said to me, okay, Jim, you've got 9 seconds to talk to this small business owner, what would you tell them? I would say, learn the relationship between accounts receivable days and accounts payable days. What do you think?
That's a good way to look at it. It really is, because that defines how much cash you have to run your business. And that's and I'd have 4 seconds left over, you know? I thought it would, we tell business owners about this now, that you have to have cash to run your business. Cash is king, and they've heard that 100 different ways. But I thought we might create a little example that they could take into their minds and use to actually calculate how much cash they really need to have in their business. Because I work with clients whose business has a profit, and they see money laying in the bank account, and they pay themselves a dividend every quarter. I have one client that does that, and last year at the end of the year they had one heck of a time because customers stretched them out a little bit, and they had taken the cash out already, and suddenly they're in a cash bind. They couldn't understand why. I got all these profits. Why don't I have any cash to pay the bills?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a little graphic picture might help them to understand that better.
Well, let's do it.
So here's an example.
And only Gene can do a graphic picture on the radio, by the way.
Yeah, I thought about that.
He's a magician. Go ahead, Gene.
Let's take a little timeline that is broken up into 30-day pieces. And let's say you start out your business. Let's call it a service business first. Then we'll talk about a manufacturing company. Let's say a service business starts out. It has laborers who do something for which it bills its customers. And you pay your laborers every payday, so the first 30 days you pay your laborers for all the work they've done, and at the end of the month, as we typically do, you invoice your customers. Mm-hmm. So now you've paid some payroll, and you've invoiced your customers, and now you have accounts receivable. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But your customers are going to typically take a while before they pay the bill. Meantime,
if you're lucky, they'll pay you in 30 days.
If you're lucky, they'll pay you in 30 days, and we both know the average is not that lucky.
Now, that's 30 days from the day you bill them.
From the day you bill them.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, most optimistically in my example, that you bill them right at the end of the month. Well, you're real prompt with that billing.
Mm, first of the month, they get it.
Right. So, meantime, you got your laborers going out earning more revenue, and you're paying more payroll. And, of course, another 30 days passes when your bills haven't gotten paid yet. You've now paid 2 months worth of payroll.
Right.
On average.
Hold on to that thought, folks. Now, remember, you haven't got any money from your customers, but you've made 2 months of payroll. Now you're starting to get the picture, aren't you? We're going to get a little more mathy on you right after these messages. 20 Till, Gene Siciliano is our guest. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano, the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. And Gene, when we went to the break, you were talking to us about this timeline. We had a little manufacturing, a little construction company, let's say, where our employees go out and work for a service company. They go out and do work for companies, and we've done a month's worth of work for customers, and in which we paid payroll during that month, and we billed our customers for that work at the end of the month to be paid hopefully in a month. So now we're 60 days down the road. We've got receivables that are due to us for 1 month, but how much payroll have we paid?
Well, at this point, we've paid 2 months' worth of payroll.
2 months' payroll, and we've got... this ought to just take people's breath away. If they haven't experienced this, if you're thinking about starting a small business, folks, think about this now. You have a service company. The story Gene's telling us here, you got a service company. You've made 2 months of payroll, and even though you have done 2 months of work, you've only billed for 1 month. The other month, the second month, your customers don't even know how much they owe you yet. You've only billed for 1 month. It's time to get those checks for 1 month. And you may or may not get them in 30 days. But one thing for sure, the payroll checks have been cashed, haven't they?
You bet. They absolutely have. Now, if you look at your customers, and let's assume, and we assume very optimistically that you billed them right on the first and magically the bill was delivered to their door on the first.
That's right.
On average, used to be, on average, customers across this country paid their bills in about 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
So accounts receivable aging would be typically 45 days long. I bet it's a little longer now, but let's just say 45 days. If that's the case, you're going to have 2.5 months' worth of payroll paid out before the first dollar of revenue for that first month comes in your door.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And people don't realize how long that is, how much money that adds up to. They see they may have 2 months of profitable operations on their P&L statement, and they could be insolvent because they don't have enough money to pay the bills.
The most
they realize we're going to be there.
The most shocking thing about being a small business owner, and when I say shocking, folks, I'm not using that term loosely. I mean it in the full with its full impact, is the burn rate of cash. It'll literally stand your hair on end. It will boggle your mind. It'll take your breath away.
That is true. Now, we just use a really simple example. Let me complicate it just a little bit, and let's assume you make something.
like we need to be scared even more, huh?
Yeah, right, yeah. Let's assume you make something. You manufacture something which you sell to customers. Same situation, except that now you buy raw materials.
Yeah.
And then you put labor into it. And
right.
Now, of course, the end
you still
of that
got, You still got the payroll.
Still got the payroll, that's right.
They're just doing different things.
You got the raw materials as well.
Yeah.
Now, let's suppose you have really rapid turnover, and you don't have to buy a lot of inventory because you turn it over, you sell it, you use everything you buy every month, which is the most optimistic case.
And unrealistic.
and unrealistic. That's right.
But in just scenario, in our little model here, it helps us.
And you're now going to have, but the problem is, you got to pay for the raw materials just like you got to pay for the labor.
Right.
Now you are buying stuff, and you, and by the way, after you get done making it, then you go out and sell it. So now we have an added dimension in here. We got the
right.
Buy the materials. We got to make it. Now we got to go out and sell it. Now we bill our customers, and then we have to wait for that payment cycle. Now you could have, optimistically, 3.5 months before the first dollar comes in. And meantime, you've paid for 2.5 months, 3 months worth of labor, and 2 months worth of materials. A huge amount of cash you've got to have in a bank before your first dollar receivable comes in. That's what's scary.
And you haven't even talked about utilities.
We haven't talked about all the costs of
or rent.
That's right.
Or insurance,
right.
Or taxes, or signage, or the deposit that had to be made on the at the utility company, or all the things that you didn't expect, you know, all the surprises.
That's right. And we haven't pointed out that if you're starting a business, people expect you to pay on 30 days right on the dime. And yet,
yeah,
some of your customers.
Well, maybe COD if you're starting out. If you have no credit at all, COD.
Right, could be. Yeah, could be. If business owners don't really sit down with a pencil and calculate this, it's going to surprise them. It's going to blindside them. And the problem is it's going to blindside them at the end of that 3.5 months when it's too late to do something about it.
Yeah, and now here's the interesting thing that we point out, Gene. Let's say that you've got all that covered. Let's say that you were smart and you either somehow you found enough money to cover that 2.5 months of lag between when you have expenses and when you collect money. But and so you actually covered that. You got the money to cover that. And then you say, wait a minute, I think I want to grow my business at 10% this year. Well, if you don't come up with the increase in that 2.5 month lag, that 10% increase, you're going to be out of cash part of that time, even though you've done a good job previously.
Absolutely.
You've always got you're funding growth. That's the whole. See, that's the thing I think people don't get. That's what's not intuitive about cash flow, Gene. It's not intuitive that if I grow, I actually am going to have more demand on cash.
True, absolutely true. The growth is going to the same time frame applies. But the numbers that go out of your pocket get larger if you grow.
And what the way I've tried to hit people between the eyes with this to help them understand and get their attention is, we're talking about succeeding yourself out of business, ladies and gentlemen. There are people who, you've heard me say this before, you see them walking down the street, they used to be a business owner, now they're not, and they look like somebody hit them with a truck. And they don't know what happened because they thought they were doing so great. Well, guess what? They ran out of cash. Tintel, Gene Siciliano, and I will be right back. His book is Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. That might be you and me.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band breaks go getting you down.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Gene Siciliano. Gene and I are talking about cash flow, this very important topic, folks. This could be the topic. This could be the information that Gene's giving you right now, folks, that could be the difference in you surviving or not. All the marketing, all the goodwill, all the salesmanship, all the wonderful products. In fact, the better you are, ladies and gentlemen, at promoting and selling your product, if you're not good at funding the growth and understanding the cash flow, those wonderful things that you know how to do could actually be your undoing. Right, Gene?
That's absolutely right.
What are we going to do? How do we fix this? We got everybody all depressed now, Gene. We got folks popping Prozacs out there like crazy. You know, they got us all depressed.
So how are we going to
deal with this?
Well, there are a couple of things we can do to minimize this. First thing you can do, and it may be an obvious one to a lot of folks, bill your customers more often than once a month. Maybe you send out a bill every week. And so if you do work for a customer in the first week, they get a bill at the end of the first week or twice a month, and so you automatically start that cycle sooner. And
I've actually seen small business owners that one of the things that they were horrible at was getting their invoices out.
Oh yes, and
they literally could have survived if they just invoiced to customers, and they would delay doing that. I mean, that's like saying, well, I don't think I'll breathe today.
It's incredible, and that was funny. We could talk about this endlessly, but there are some professions that are even worse at that than businesses who sell things.
I believe it's really incredible.
What are some other things we can do?
Bill
more often. Offer your customers shorter payment terms. Normally, we give them 30 days net. Let's say 30 days net, but here's a generous discount if you pay in 15 days
right.
or in 10 days. And make it generous enough so that it's hard for them to resist.
What is generous? 2%?
2% is old-fashioned. 2% doesn't get people's attention, even though it is, in fact, a very large interest rate.
Yeah.
When you calculate it on an annual basis, people don't realize it. And you raise a good point, maybe without thinking about it. If we explain to people what 2% or 3%
right.
was in terms of annual interest, it might get their attention.
Right.
But nobody explains that to
us. You know what I used to do, Gene? When I was a consultant full-time back in the 80s and 90s, I told my clients, I said, now look, I'm going to bill you once a month. I know consultants that bill people twice a month. And I said, look, I'm only going to bill you once a month because that's your cycle. But I want you to know I can't afford to get caught up in your 45-day paying cycle. If I bill you the first of the month, I need you to pay me by the 10th. And guess what? They always did because I went and had that conversation with them.
In fact, that's the way I run my business, Jim. And in fact, 10 days net is my standard terms.
But people who sell things, like, as you know, retailers, not so much retailers because they usually get their cash, but other people who are in the terms cycle, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with going to the customers and say, you know what, as you know, we're a small business, and you know what that means. We're always undercapitalized. I'd appreciate it if you'd make sure that we get paid in 3 weeks or something like that. Just have a conversation with them.
And in return, I will give you something.
Yeah.
Make an exchange. Don't
make it here's my pager number where I'm available to you 24 hours or whatever. Something come up,
sure.
Come up with something.
Yeah, some kind of incentive.
Make sure there's something in it for them.
And by the way, when you do get bills out there, the third way to speed this up is to have an effective collection effort. Have somebody who's really responsible for calling people before the bill is due and say, I just want to make sure you have all the pieces of paper necessary to pay the bill.
And get to know that person who's paying the bill. We've done a good job here in this organization of getting to know the people who write the checks.
Good idea.
It's always good to have a good relationship with those people, and make sure they, if possible, make sure they know what you look like. Show them pictures of your children. These are the people I have to feed every month.
Yeah.
I've got my tongue only somewhat in my cheek. Gene, on that one. All right, we got about 45 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last two thoughts. If get a credit line from the bank whenever you can, because that'll help to cushion that for you and gives you growth capital. Don't take cash out of the business. The minute you have a little extra cash in the bank account until you are clear that you have enough money to run your business ongoing.
Right.
Those are my two thoughts.
The other thing, and the other thing I see people doing, Gene, is not using their cash the right way. They'll use their current income, current revenues to fund long-term purchases.
Oh, bad. Yep.
Don't buy a fixture with current income, folks. Borrow that money and pay that out over time. Your bank should be your best friend if you're a small business owner. Right, Gene?
Absolutely right.
Can't do without them. I could not do without my bank. God bless them. You got to get to know your bank. We'll talk about that another day, Gene. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Give us your website, please.
It's a pleasure. www.cfoforrent.com.
cfoforrent.com. The book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.